वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दे यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् मानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मे माम चरणन्ति
Yesterday I told about the reasons, the causes of Krishna coming. Why Krishna came? For what things? He came in the jail of Kans on the womb of Devaki as a Vasudev. And in the same night, same time, he came in the womb of Yashoda, from the womb of Yashoda Devi. But it was so hidden. There are so many explanations that Yashoda Devi has given birth of Krishna. It has been told that Krishna always lives in Mathura, and also in the same time it has been written, Vrindavanam parityajya padamekam na gacchami. In any case, in any way, I cannot leave Vrindavan. For a moment, and in the also we see that he always lives in Vrindavan. He also lives in Dwarka, never lives Dwarka. We'll have to reconcile. How? Yashodanandan, the Brijeshnandan, always being in Vrindavan. So when Krishna was in Mathura, he came 400. It means that he was like Narayan. No? Having so much affluence. When Devaki and Vasudeva prayed Krishna that you should be like a child, otherwise Kansa will come and he may kill you, thinking that, oh, he is Vishnu, has appeared. Krishna smiled and became a child. How he became? The boy who has taken birth from the womb of Yashoda, he came and took these 400 in him, and both were mixed. Aswarja Krishna mixed in Madhurya Krishna. But an argument may come that Vrindavan Krishna, he never lived.
Leaves the boundaries of
Vrindavan. Yes. Then it has been also stated like this. or Goswami has written. Then when Vasudev take 400 Krishna and he became child, sometimes in Mathura and Dwarka, 400, sometimes in 200. So when he became like 200, Vasudev took him. And when he came in the midst of Jamuna, that is the border of Gokul, Vrindavan and Mathura, from there he Jamuna, he took his feet to Jamuna. Jamuna was flowing. And the water came like this to Vasudev, Krishna, and he took Krishna on his head, on a
basket.
Krishna took his feet from the basket, lowered down, and it was touched to Jamuna. Jamuna was subsided again. At that time, Vasudev Nandan, through Jamuna, he was there in Mathura. And that Gokul, Krishna, that is the son of Yashoda, from there he went with Vasudev ji in his basket. Vasudev Nandan cannot go cross that in towards Vrindavan. So anyone could not saw, but reality was this. From there he went to Gokul and he slept there, and he took the baby and returned to. This is more applicable. Why? When Akru took Baldev and Ram from Nandgaon, Braja, he came to Jamuna, near Jamuna. In Jamuna, there was a Brahma Harada, a part of Jamuna. And it was now evening, so he kept Krishna Balaram on the chariot, and he went to take bath and to do Anhik, Sandhya. So when he was taking bath, he drowned in the Jamuna Harada. At once, they came there. Who? Devaki Nandan, Ram and Krishna from Mathura, there, in the midway of Jamuna. Because she is the borderline. And Yashoda Nandan, Krishna, and Rohini Nandan, Ram, always living in Vrindavan, they returned from there. They disappeared. Akru could not think that how it became. He saw that Krishna Baldev is here, and he was saying that he is there also. How it became? He could not reconcile anything. He began to pray like this, and in the minute everything was done. Krishna and Baldev, Rohini Nandan and Krishna Yashoda Nandan returned from there. And Krishna and Baldev of Devaki Vasudev, they returned to Mathura. No? So it is more applicable. Understand my view? This is the view of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur he has given. No? So, always, eternally, Krishna is the son of Nanda and Yashoda, and eternally son of Vasudev and Devakini, but partly and fully. Where fully? In Gokul. And partly? Because Narayan is the vaibhav of Krishna. Understand? His vaibhav.
Expansion with a slight change.
Yes, slight change. So, he is also Krishna. So, our Goswami has reconciled this fact like this. In Vrindavan, any demon cannot enter. But how Putana came? How Putana came? He sees the demon. There are two Vrindavan. One Golok Vrindavan and other is home Vrindavan. Also, Gokul are same. There also Gokul, also here Gokul. But this Gokul in Vrindavan where we are seeing now, it is called Bhaum Gokul, Bhaum Vrindavan, Bhaum Braja. Bhaum Mathura. Bhaum means? Related to? Earth. And that is called Golok Vrindavan. Both are same. But sometimes when Krishna disappears, we cannot see Krishna and his pastimes in Vrindavan, not so beautiful as at the time of Krishna. Here demons can come by the order of Yogamaya. Anyone, general person can see Krishna, no harm. But in Golok Vrindavan, only liberated persons having so much prem, sneha, man, pranay, and they can go there eternally. Otherwise they cannot go there. Here there are some difference. Sometimes Krishna comes, sometimes Krishna is not seen here. But they are always, always seen, always served. There is not so much separation. Only for 4 months or 3 months we can see that he has gone to Mathura and Dwarka. But actually, not. And here, we see that Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka. Forever he never returned. Only we see. And we calculate by any examples that Krishna came after the death of Dantavakra. And he took in all Brajavasi. He went to Golok Vrindavan. So, any demon cannot come. Where? In Golok Vrindavan. But in this Prakat Vrindavan, Prakat means Bhaum Vrindavan, Bhaum Gokul, by the arrangement of Yogamaya, why? To renew the love and affection of all Brajavasi. In Nitya Namin. Nitya Namin means?
Renew.
New, 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 new. If Krishna is son of Yashoda, no harm. But when he will always in the lap of Yashoda, taking the milk, and Yashoda is also loving him, then she may neglect Krishna. Sometimes he will rebuke and tell that, I don't want to take. I am busy in my house affairs. So you should go and play. But when Putana will come and take Krishna and give poison, and she will become so much, 6 miles, 12 miles, his body became like a mountain hill, like this. So big, big eyes, this stomach. Oh, Virat. His hands, 3-4 miles long, these hands and this body. Then he became very ferocious. When Krishna was saved, then Yashoda said, oh, I will never give up my boy. Saying he used to do like this, always, always. 4 days, 5 days, after that, again Trunavarta comes. Again Shakatasura comes and renews all this new affection to Krishna. Krishna don't want to test any old thing. And he becomes always new one. So these are going on by the help of Yogamaya. Krishna does all these things. When Yashoda and Rani were there in the courtyard, and Krishna was sleeping on the jhul palna? Swim.
Hammock?
No.
Swing.
Then Putana at once came. Why she came? She was very dangerous demon. His brothers were Bakasura and Nagasura. And she has the power of 10,000 elephants. Once Kansa met to him and began to fight with her, but she was so strong, he could not defeat. At last she told that, "Goodbye, my sister, I'm making you my dharma sister."
Religious sister.
Religious sister. So, you should help me. I want your help. So she became friend of Kansa. And when Kansa saw that Putana is qualified to kill Krishna, anyhow he had a smell that the son of Nand is son of Vasudeva. And so he told his that sister, "Can you help me?" "Oh, why not? In a moment I will go there and I will finish everything." He became glad and he went there. Very beautiful save she made. So beautiful sweets. Shape he made that all were moved. She also could sing very well. Very sweet. She went there like demigoddess. And he told that, "Oh, Yashoda, what you are doing? You are giving this child on the bed and you are sitting there. Perhaps you are not mother of... I am mother." And he took at once Krishna in his lap. At once Krishna closed his eyes. Why? He knew this fact. "Oh, this is a demon. She has come to kill me." So he has come in the shape of mother and telling that this boy is my son. You are not his mother. I am mother. Oh, he has come. As a mother, Yashoda and Rohini was cheated. They saw her beauty, artificial beauty, and they were moved. They saw that certainly we are not mother. Mother is she. So they could not be worried, and she took in him, Krishna, and gave his breast to the mouth of Krishna. But no milk, very dangerous poison was there. She pumped like this, taking this boy in mouth. Krishna took that poison and it became like nectar. And he also sucked life of Putana. And at that time she became restless. "Oh, save me, save me." She remembered Kansa. She was powerful, like 10,000 elephants, mad elephants. And she tried, "Oh, give up, give up." And he tried so much. But as he was trying, and Krishna was sucking more. So began to say. At once he forget his yogvidya. Yogvidya, you know? By which he has become in this sweet form. And she at once began. 12 miles, he said, became very dangerous. And he flew in the sky. "Oh, dear brother, save me, save me." Krishna told that, "I never give up you. Anyone come to me, I never give up. If you have given your breast to me and I'm taking milk, why you are so worried? Don't be worried. Don't cry. I will not let you go out of Braja." And so telling this, he was only having his hands here, feet there. He could not get rid of Krishna. And she was shocked, and then she died. Anyone comes to Krishna, Krishna never gives them, makes his anyone. So he made his mother. He was very kind to this. Only for that she has taken the shape of mother. Imitation. For imitation, if anyone do the bhajan of Krishna, no harm. After something, he will give, Krishna will arrange for his association of good bhaks. And by that, he will have pure conception of bhakti. And thus, he will be liberated from this world. So, by touch anything, bhayat kansa, you know Kans? He has so much fear for Krishna, he was related by fear. Shishupal, Dantabhakra, all were like demons. But anyhow they had touch with Krishna, they were liberated. And those who will come with kaam, you know?
Lust.
Why they will not be liberated? So gopya kamad, with kaam. And if pure love, like gopis, then what? Krishna will be conquered and controlled. So anyhow we have any link with Krishna, it may be artificial, no harm. A police ID, understand police ID?
Criminal Investigation Department.
CIA.
Same thing.
He was searching a culprit. He heard that culprit was in Haridwar. He went there. And to make arrest, he has a shape of sadhu. Anyhow, he brought artificial this jata, you know, and he took like door coping and so big mala, so big all things, and ram. So many classes of person coming, especially women of Punjab and other provinces, giving so much wealth, money, and so much delicious fruits, vegetables, all kinds of sweet preparations. He is quantity of all these came automatically. Now he is thinking, I am artificial sadhu, but everything Krishna has arranged to give me. If I will be really sadhu, then what will be? He gave up his all these beards and everything, and really he became sadhu. No? He went in the association of sadhu, he took bath in Ganges, and he became sadhu. No? So, he telling that putana, he gave as a mother padvi in Golok Vrindavan. No? And he used to serve Krishna. In that day, Nand Baba has gone to Mathura to pay his taxes. At first he did not care, he never went to Kans. But now he has a very beautiful baby, like Krishna. Now he went himself to pay taxes to Kans, to satisfy Kans that she should not disturb anything. So he himself went. Before he was like a renowned person. no attachment with houses or anyone, but now he attached more. How to feed Krishna? How to support Krishna? How to love Krishna? And it, there should be huge quantity of milk and all other things. All these things. He went to pay tax. And Vasudev told, Vasudev met there, "Oh, friend, my brother," they were like brothers, not like brother, but brother. A step brother.
Yes.
So he told, "Brother, you should not live today here. At once you should return to Gokul. I think that in your old age you have a son, and my son is also there. He hide something. So you should go. Otherwise any
demon.
Not demon. Danger, any danger.
Yes.
A danger may come." At once he paid tax to Kansa and he returned. In the way he saw, "Oh, very big mountain is there. What is this mountain? And it was never there. And some were cutting her in pieces and also giving in fire. And from fire so good fragrance was coming. What is this?" Then gopis, those who were there, they told this is story. And he became so nervous. He ran to his home, telling that my brother Vasudev is foreteller. He is an astrologer perhaps. What he has told, it is true. After that, I have told the story of Putana, who she was. Shaktasur was there. Who is Putana? Putana. Divide the word Putana. Put means pavitra, pure. Na means no pure. What is that? Always taking eggs, meat, drinking wine, blood, and everything. If you are doing all those silly things, we cannot have Krishna prema. You cannot go towards bhakti. These impure things should be given out. But you cannot do. I have seen so many Indians that they smoke bidi. Bidi, you know, very little. Not cigarette, but younger brother of cigarette. I told that you should give up a smoking and then take harina. He never became ready. How I can give up? But if doctor will tell that you have cancer and if you will take cigarette and bidi, then you will die. Then he will have to give up. So Vaishnava tell them to be pure. If you are not pure, bhakti cannot come. So you should be pure. Someone tells in India, here I don't know. Pyaj, you know, lahsun?
Onion, garlic.
Onion, you know? Onion is a fruit. Why? So dangerous, nothing. Like pepe.
Papaya.
Like mango. It is a fruit. It is like potato in earth. So what harm? Oh, so harm. Dangerous. There are 21 kinds of poison in that. The doctors of America have invested this thing. So, Vaishnavas from early of the srishti,
creation,
they have discovered all things. What is good, what is bad, what is pure, what is impure. they have discovered. So we should follow this. He killed Shaktasur. You know Shaktasur? What is the history of Shaktasur? Anyone can tell? Who will tell? Shaktasur? You know Shaktasur? You can tell?
He was a ghost demon, and a ghost can either take an unmanifested form or a manifested form. And he...
No. He was friend of Kans. Kans told that, I sent my sister there, but she never returned. What became? One thing I want to tell here, that if Yogamaya don't want and he not helps, any demon cannot go there. Kans himself, in his early time, once he went to Gokul to take a walk there. When he went there, he, after death of Putana, himself wanted to kill Krishna. So one day he went there. When he crossed Jamuna and began to enter in Gokul, at once a very old lady came and told that, who are you? Where you are going? I am Maharaj Kansa, Maharaj Dhiraj Kansa, Emperors of Emperors, I am going to Gokul to walk. She took the end of Kans, he was so strong, and he dragged in the kund. And he became an old lady. There were no teeth, white
fair hairs.
And she could not walk. And he gave one kick to her. Kicked that old lady. You should be here. And always took some cow dungs and give cow dung here. All the inhabitants, gop and gopi, used to come and give one kick to him. Oh, you don't know how to make cow dungs? He was so worried, comes. He wanted to come to Mathura, but he cannot come because anyone cannot believe that he is Kans. So he was also shaming that I am Kans. He cannot tell to anyone. So for so many days, and he was weeping, crying, and all gopis are coming and kicking him. After that, Yogamaya again came, and he fell on the lotus feet of Yogamaya and crying bitterly, save me, save me, save me. He told that, again we will come? No, I am taking my ears and never I will come myself. Then he took him and again drowned in the same kund, and now he became concerned. Gone, running, go. Don't see towards Gokul and Braja. So he went. So he was always sharing, and that is why he never came to Braja. Always sending another. He told to his friend that, oh Shaktasur, you are so strong. You can kill Krishna. But you know, Putana went there with shape. Don't go with any shape. Like air you should go. And anyhow, Krishna should not see you, otherwise they will kill you. So become, you should...
Invisible.
Without shape you should go as air. He went there. And he entered in the same court under which Krishna was playing on a swing. And so many little boys, naked, only of one, two years were there, and they were playing with Krishna there. Krishna was only a child of 30 days, perhaps. At that time, Yashoda was engaged in anything at the time of birth of Krishna, birthday. Janma Nakshatra. The birth Nakshatra of birth. What Nakshatra? Rahini Nakshatra was there. What is the meaning of Nakshatra? So she was so much busy. So Krishna began to cry, but Yashoda was not hearing, so much crowded there. And noise was so much, all were singing, all the gopis were singing, all were assembled there. So big crowd was there. No one was caring for Krishna. Krishna alone, with some voice, was crying there. At once, that demon came, shapeless as air, and entered in the cart. Cart began to go down, down. He wanted to, but smash Krishna. So, he was going. Krishna was playing and weeping also. He was only a boy of 30 days. He was doing his fits and kicking like this. And at once it was touched by the feet of Lord Krishna. And it goes so high and broken into pieces. All the parts of butter, makkhan and everything were upset here and there. The cord, biggest big cord, and it was also smashed into pieces. There was a very big sound there. At once Yashoda, Nanda Baba saw that from where the sound is coming. At once they went there and saw that cord has been upset and broken. But boy was weeping. Kya, kya, kya? Like a child, and giving this and weeping. Yashoda took at once that boy. Nanda Baba came. All were assembled there. What is Shaktasur? Shaktasur, like a cart. In India, it is used to bring anything heavy from here to there, loadings. What is loading here? To know all the Shastra, Sanskrit, Anuswar, Visarga, knowing. Going to inner cities, gaining inner city, impersonal or any gyan there, is like bhar of that cart. Bhar, you know? Weight. So there are two things, bharvahi and sargrahi. Bharvahi and sargrahi. First is bharvahi. Knowing all these epics, Puran, Rama, Bharat, Ramayan, all these things, especially Mahabharat, everything. But always entangled with this body. Knowing everything, like Hiranyakashipu, he knew everything. He can quote anything, but not actually following anything. They are called Bhara Vahi. Vahi means to
carry.
So Shaktasura is like that. He knows all the Shastra. He can shape, change his shape. He can be anything. But knowing all the Shastra, those who don't have any bhakti for Krishna, no taste for chanting, always giving instructions to others, not following himself, they are bhara vahi, carrying all these things. Bad things always. And rejected things. And saragrahi, those who are taking essence of everything. How? Valmiki Ramayana has 1 lakh shloka. No? Once demons, human beings, and demigods were quarreling themselves. That we will take Ramayana, we will take Ramayana whole. At once Shankar came and told that I am dividing you, don't quarrel. Yes, you should divide equal. He was dividing. One part, three divided. Then 33,000, 33,000, and 33,000 a shloka he gave, divided among them. Then 1,000 remained. Again he divided it to three. 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, each slok. So one part he given, but even one part was there. One part consists of 8 letters. So among 8 letters, he divided 2, 2, 2. Again remained what? 2. That is Krishna or Ram. Ram or Krishna. He told that I will never give this to anyone. And he kept in his heart. So these are and sum and substance. The essence of whole Ved Upanishad is what?
Krishna.
So those who are taking Krishna, chanting, remembering this Krishna name, that it is the essence of all learnings. No? So those who are chanting Hari name, they have done everything. They have read Vedas. They have read Upanishad. They have read Srimad Bhagavatam. They have read, they have done everything in their past. Bas. So they have some taste in name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also telling that this is Sam and Sat. So those who are chanting Hari name, they are Saragrahi. Understand? Saragrahi means what is the sum and substance of the Ved, Upanishad and all things is Krishna name, Krishna Bhakti. Now those who are doing, they may be chandal,
low
cost, out of cost, they may be like Jagai Madhai, they may be like what? Raman Kumbhakaran, or very lusty, lawyer, even rotten persons. But if they are taking name, they have taken the sum and substance, essence of whole things. So they are called Saragrahi. Grahi means those who are taking this and they are performing all this, cultivating bhakti Krishna name. So Krishna killed this Bharvahi and his shapes always. So we should be like Saragrahi. Then? Then one kirtan should be done. What kirtan? All. He was sitting in the lap of Yashoda. At once he became so heavy. Yashoda took him, Krishna, and he seated Krishna there on the ground. At once a heavy storm, very
storm.
The storm came, and everything was covered with
dust.
And it has become, so
dark
there. Even anything in hand was not seen. All what's eyes closed, because everything was going in, dust was going in eyes. This was demon, friend of Kamsa. He has come to kill Krishna. So he made this. And Krishna, he went just so that kept this boy there. He came at once in hidden way and he took Krishna. Krishna catch hold of this here, like hanging on his neck. He wanted to throw him in, walk in air. At once Jogmaya made this and this demon came. And easily he took. Krishna was moving in the sky here and there. He wanted to fall down, throw Krishna and to smash. Krishna took his dish. Very easily his eyes came out like a rasagulla, red. And he was doing like this, save me. But there was none to save. He tried so hard to get rid of Krishna, but he could not. He fell on the ground on a very big stone and he was smashed. But Krishna was playing there. No injury, nothing. Who was he? He Trinavarta. What is the meaning of Trinavarta? Everything. Upanishads, Vedanta, and by this impersonalist knowledge, they covered bhakti. They make so much argument like Shankaracharya, you are himself Brahma. No use of doing aradhana of Brahma. All the jivas are Brahma. All the things in this world is himself Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Sarvam khaluvidam
Brahma.
What is the use of worshipping Krishna? No use. Why worship? You are himself Krishna. Krishna is shapeless, qualityless, anythingless. He has no attribute, he has no power, he has no qualities, even he is not merciful, nothing he is. And you are the same Brahma. They will quote lakhs and lakhs praman, evidence from here and there. How? Half from this, half from that, and make they will one. If Krishna is telling that I am Brahma, but you cannot tell Brahma. So Krishna is that place, he is telling that I am Brahmashmi. How you can tell that I am Brahmashmi? You cannot tell. We are always lamenting, dying, suffering. How a man can be Brahma? Once upon a time, a Brahmavadi came to our mutt, Keshavji Gaudiya mutt. He was so much. I wanted that this person should go. But he was not going, discussing. He wanted that he should adopt my thing. At once I told that, you are Brahma? Yes, I am Brahma. I told a Brahmachari, bring a
fire stick
burning.
With flame.
So more.
Thick.
So flame should go away so much. And I told that to give it in the mouth of this person, Purna Brahma. Because Krishna took fire, I will see that. And that fire was so big, but I am giving very little, very small. So give. I told that four brahmacharis should catch hold, whether he could not run away from here. And I will see this Brahma, that how he is Brahma, and give this fire in his mouth. And he was trying so much to fly, run. I told that never I will give you. Let you go from here. I will see that you are Brahma. Actually, he brought some fire and
I told that all should very tightly hold it and keep fire. Then he was doing like this, this, that. Never come to this place in your life. So, those who have the idea like this, that aham brahmasmi, all are Brahma. This is Trinavart. Giving so much explanation, quoting all the sastras and telling that we are Brahma, we are Brahma. So he is Trinavart. Shankaracharya is like this. And his followers especially. Shankaracharya himself, Shankar, his very greatest devotee, Vaishnavanam Jathasambhu. But all his followers are like Trinavart. We cannot kill, but Krishna can kill in a moment having this. Krishna told that, I simply caught hold because you are taking me in the sky, and I caught hold. And if your Rasagulla eyes are coming, what should I do? I was only playing with you, but you left this. After that, sweet pastimes of Krishna are coming. Krishna has become now 2 years. Her mother, Jashoda and Rani, cannot take Krishna always in house, area. Sometimes naked, 2 boys, moving on this, and they are going out of door sometimes. And seeing anyone, they watch like, look like this, and if that person sing towards them, at once running, moving to his mother, and coming, laughing, smiling, as they are seen any strange happening. Sometimes, when they become more, they used to go out of. Sometimes, bulls were there, very big, big, big horns. You have seen the big bulls of Vrindavan, oh, very, very big. If they are sitting, without fear, they went to them, both Krishna and Baldev, and began to place with horns, riding on him, here, there, doing. And when Jashoda Maiya saw, oh, what you are there? He called Nanda Baba, Nanda Baba came, and anyhow he brought. Once, Krishna and Baldev were playing. There were so many thorns, you know, thorns, heap of thorns. And any creeper of belly, chameli, jui, thorns, and very beautiful flowers were there, but covered with thorns. Anyhow, by tree or anything, he entered in that thorns. And when he entered, the thorns came down, and there was no to come out. He took these flowers, but now he was weeping. Mother, 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 mother. At first, Jashoda came. I saw that his boy is
trapped,
and there is no way. He began to chastise Krishna. I will not take you, why you did so? But Krishna was telling, mother, mother, and weeping, tears were coming. Anyhow, she took that and took Krishna in his. Sometimes playing with weapons, sword and everything. Sometimes with serpents, snakes, they're giving their hands in the cause of bulls and anything.
Dogs,
very big, big dogs, playing with them. So dangerous thing. Once, Jashoda Maa told that, bring a calf, very beautiful calf, today is your birthday. Krishna went, and he catch hold of any friend,
cough was so pitiful, very strong. Krishna caught hold of his neck and wanted to draw. But there is a nature of them that if you pull him, they will go down.
Opposite.
And if you do like this, they will come up. So Krishna was taking that cough to her mother, and he was not coming like this. Anyhow, he brought to his nearer to his home
door.
And Krishna saw that a butter pot was hanging there. He forgot everything, and water came from his mouth. And he very greedily he was saying, how to take it? But cup was in his hand. At once he stopped the cup and wanted to ride to keep his feet there and to ride. When he did that and he caught hold of the pot, at once the cough
ran away.
And he was hanging, mother, mother, mother. Yashoda came with angry. What you did? Why you are hanging on this? Thief, thief, thief. I will never get down from that. You should hang proper. Mother, mother, and tears were coming. He was not imitating. And some gopis also, they were clapping all. When Krishna became weeping, 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 then he, you should not do further. Be careful for future. Otherwise, I will not take you. So Yashoda is destined also. Sometimes, you know, that a fruit seller, any low caste of lady came and telling, anyone can take fruit, mango, orange, plantains,
pineapple,
very pineapples, and any all, she was telling. In India it is system, I don't know here. So door to door she was going and shouting like that. He heard anywhere that there is a very beautiful boy of Yashoda and Nanda. So beautiful, rare. She wanted to see that boy. But when he used to go to Nanda Bhavan, Krishna at that time sleeping, or when he has gone anywhere else, with his father taking his life. She came repeatedly, twice, thrice, four times, but she could not show Krishna. At last one day, Krishna was playing in the lap of Yashoda, and this Phalbikrani,
fruit seller,
taking his basket full of fruits, she was calling. Anyone can take fruit, and she at last forget this fruit. Govinda Damodar Madhav, Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. I am so rich, I cannot have a darshan of that boy. But today I will have to take darshan. So he forget everything. She kept his basket there in front of Nanda Bhavan, in front of gate. And she began to cry, Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. Krishna was playing in the lap of Yashoda. At once he heard this. He cannot stay there. Where there is Sankirtan, he must go there. Where Krishna lives? Naham basami vaikunthe yoginam hrde nacha mad bhakta jatra gayante tatra tishthami narada. I don't live in Vaikuntha, never in the heart of anybody. Where there is going Sankirtan, so sweet, I live there only. Where the sadhus, Vaishnavas are doing kirtan. I think Krishna must anyhow, in any shape, is here. And here he hearing all the kirtans and all things here, his pastimes, and he becomes so happy. So he could not remain there. He went from Yashoda lap and went and took some corns, wheat, in his hand. Very little, this,
palms,
like this. And he did like so. He took so much, but everything. Only some were there here. No? And he was thinking that I am taking so much. He went there. Out of door he saw a fruit seller, any woman was there. She was blackish. She was of low caste. He went nearer and told that, oh, take these corns. He was quite naked. Only golden chain was here. Very beautiful looking. If Krishna has taken any ornaments, and very, very good. But if he has not taken anything, he has some dots of ink or anything, any dust, oh, more beautiful he will like. So he was naked, had some golden chain, nothing there. Only this was tightened here, and some more pankh was there. So looking beautiful, he went to that. Oh, give me fruits and take this. There was nothing, only 2 or 4 wheat grains. And he told like this, give like. She was watching, looking. So beautiful Krishna. He never has seen any beauty before this. She saw up, down to mouth, everything. And he was so much observed. She told, if you want to take, you want to take fruits? Yes, yes. I want that. You should tell me mother. And then I will give you. Otherwise not. Krishna looked here. If not any is there here, mother and everything. And you will have to tell me mother and to be in my lap, then I will give you. Otherwise not. Krishna looked here and there. He was saying that, oh, none is here. Only this lady is here. So he told very quietly, softly, mother, and at once sat on the lap of that lady. And at once he came out. Oh, give me. She gave so much, but by only 1-2 fruits, one kelaki,
banana,
or only mango, 1-2-3, and it was full. Then he took like this, and he took some of them. Now he is very gladly, smiling, laughing, he is returning to his mother. He gave all these things in the well of her mother, and her mother began to distribute to all. There were hundreds of gopis there. She distributed and it never came to end, but never finished. What was this distribution? More coming. What became of that fruit seller? After that, Krishna went and he took his heart. Krishna never returned it. So without mind, see, and heart, see, was there for so many time, 1 hour, like a mad person. And after that, anyhow, she took his basket here. And she was returned. When she came to the bank of Yamuna, he saw that so heavy this basket is than before. He took off his basket and saw that it was full of jewels. So many jewels. She wondered how they came. At once she took all the jewels with his basket, her basket, and fell in Yamuna. And Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. She had no heart, no mind, and nothing. Where she went, anyone could not see. Where she went, anyone could not see. His husband and all searching her. But Krishna managed to send him her Golok Vrindavan. So never anyone can search. So we'll have to be like fruit seller if you want to be like Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Dukkale saṅghatatan dulāṃśca saṅghanta yanto musalai pramugdha gāyanti gopya januta anurāga Govindadāmo Govind, all the gopis were clearing wheat and rice by musal, you know, in
mortar.
They don't talk anything. What they do? With so much love and affection. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. They are cleaning house by
broom.
They are doing like, but what they are telling? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Their sons kept in swing. And doing like thap thap. Oh, you should sleep. Not telling this, what they are doing. Like this doing, but Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. They are cooking in the cooking room, but what they are doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Doing all actions, they are serving their husbands. But what they are telling? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. That churning, Dadi means?
God.
Oh, beautiful gopis. And taking the ropes in him. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. In the morning, their boys are weeping and they're giving their breasts in the mouth of their children. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Today one asked me, we are householder, how to do in houses our, how to
practice.
How to deal with our members and doing all these things, because we are householder, we are married with wives and children. Oh, for them, I'm telling all. go do what? You do anything, but like Govinda Dhamo, walking, doing any work. Always remembering the pastimes of Krishna. There are some parrots in the case. And telling to that parrot, oh, you should tell like this, Govinda Dhamo. This is the fruit of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, to be like gopis and gopis. And if you are hearing and not doing like this, what should we do in family? How to deal with them? Anything is not bad. Wealth is not bad. Father, mother, children's wife is not bad. Only the cultivation. Only the what? To deal with them is bad and good. If are using them in Krishna bhajan, then it is so good. It will be helpful. And if you are thinking, oh, this beautiful lady is my wife, I am master of that lady, then it will be nonsense. I am a very big sannyasi. Then you, after 2 days you will fall down. Don't have a false ego like this. Anything. You should think everything is for Krishna. This beautiful hill, mountain, the children, wives, are all Krishna bhogya.
Krishna's enjoyment.
Not for me. And thus this world will be like Golok Vrindavan. So always you should do what? Govinda Dhamo. Then we will go from here, weep, and come to this place. Oh, Govinda Damodar was going here so sweetly. So many devotees were, so sweet Harikatha was going. Remember this, and always see me here with all devotees. Like Krishna is here, Yashoda Maya is here, all Brajvasi is here. This is new Braja. Same as Braja. Don't forget me, always see like this. So beautiful. This is beginning. I will have to tell so many things. More sweet, more sweeter. So today, here, Gaur Premananda. Now you will enjoy so good dance and singing. You can arrange at once, no delay. In this play, there are many defects. So much defect. A human person cannot have all these ideas, especially those who are in bondage. They think something, another thing, that what is in prayer. I'm telling only for teaching. You should know that anyone can, in this man shape, can serve Radha Krishna conjugal. When Narottam Thakur is praying, but he can do that service in Bilas Manjari shape, not in this Narottam Thakur. He can play, serve to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this shape. First wrong is this. Any sadhakji cannot have a servant of any Radha and Krishna conjugal. So Narottam Thakur in that shape cannot serve like this, all this. Only in the shape of Bilas Manjari. Only I was thinking that he will do that. He, in like a dream, he is seeing Krishna and Radha. And when He saw Radha and Krishna like dream. And he wanted to touch them, to serve them. At once they disappeared. It can be done. It can be like so. For any jiva, like Bilva Mangal. Like Narottam Thakur, he was singing this kirtan. And he felt that Radha and Krishna are in front of him. And all saw that Radha and Krishna are there. But at once they disappeared. And then he began to cry, "Oh, where my conjugal are? Oh, Radha, where you are?" And he became faint. If it was done like so, oh, more beautiful. But I know that you cannot do like this. But anyhow, this
attempt
is so good. So good. There's something you have done. So my heartly blessings to you. And kya dhanyavaad ki bole?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.